The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. And welcome. One of the states of being that is often associated with meditation is calmness. And perhaps sometimes calmness is misunderstood and therefore underappreciated. It isn't that calmness has to characterize all of ourselves, that all of us is calm. But rather, it's more like the container is calm. It isn't that everything in the room, everyone in the room is calm, but somehow the size of the room, the emptiness of the room, the clarity in the room, something, there's a calmness in the room that holds or includes someone who is not calm. So the same thing in ourselves. We can have a lot of energy, good energy, engaging energy, and sometimes the calmer and more peaceful we become in meditation, it releases a kind of beautiful kind of flow of energy or aliveness in us that very clearly is held or supported by that calmness. So if we're looking for something very placid and peaceful everywhere, we might miss the calmness that's already here. And some of that has to do with the awareness, the mindfulness that knows, that holds our experience. And that can be calm. It's somewhat like someone who there's a lot going on, a lot of busyness or important things to happen. But you watch this person, you see that they're completely engaged in what needs to be done. But their eyes are calm. Their eyes seem just settled and peaceful and engaged. There's not a constriction around the eyes, or our eyes are not darting around. They're calm and settled, gazing upon what needs to be done in a calm way while they work quickly and strongly. Sitting up or assuming a meditation posture that allows you to be externally still, externally with the body, so the body can be still, so that some part of your body offers calmness, peacefulness, even if there's a lot of agitation in the body. Maybe there's something about the stillness that the body's in. It also is there together with the agitation. And gently closing the eyes and taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, see if that can be an exercise in calming, settling, an exercise of knowing, recognizing something that's calming about the exhale, settling. And as you breathe in fully, deeply, in that whatever calmness that's there, welcome the experience of breathing in. Welcome the inhale. Then letting your breathing return to normal. And with a normal breathing, is there in your experience some reference point for calmness, peacefulness? Maybe not all of you, maybe much of you is not calm or peaceful. But is there somewhere within or somewhere in your capacity for mindfulness that supports you to gaze upon your experience calmly, peacefully? And not a calmness or peacefulness that pushes anything away, but rather something that allows what's there without getting caught in it, agitated by it. And then settling in further with your breathing. Perhaps there's a way of continuing to relax the body, some of the tensions and holding in the body. On the exhale, softening, releasing whatever holding there might be. And settling into your breathing. And part of the function of focusing on breathing is not to deny anything or push anything away, but support us in not getting involved or entangled or reactive to anything, because the energy of attention steadily, calmly moves with the breathing. It helps us to find the calm center or the peaceful container. With which we can gaze upon whatever needs our attention calmly, without agitation, seeing clearly. Forever long, that's useful, and then returning to the breathing, relaxing with the exhale. Welcoming the inhale. Is there accessible to you a capacity for more calmness, peacefulness, somewhere within or somewhere in the container of it all? Some way that you can be mindful in a calm, open, peaceful way. So then as we come to the end of this meditation, one of the benefits of recognizing calmness or peacefulness is that it helps purify our love. When we're caught in agitation, and fear and anxiety and hatred and greed, the simplicity and purity of love is hard to tap into. But the calmness, the peacefulness that we can experience makes a room for the simplicity and the clarity of love, of kindness, warmth, loving kindness, compassion, the whole range of caring emotions and caring motivations that can well up within us. The simplicity of love that includes ourselves, includes others, includes the whole world. The Buddha called love metta, as a form of wealth that we carry within us. And so as we come to the end of this sitting, perhaps we can extend our calm gaze onto the suffering of this world. Anywhere that our eyes land, our gaze lands locally in our own family or local communities or around your country or the world. And to calmly allow your care, your goodwill, your compassion take in the suffering, the world. And at the end of the sitting, meditation, it's good to evoke some motivation that to have your meditation practice support you in helping to alleviate that suffering in the world. Even if it's in the smallest possible ways that's accessible and easy for you, may it be that this meditation practice we do supports us to live for the welfare and happiness of this whole world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings everywhere be free.